Hi, Alison Smith here, just popping on for Groundhog Day to give you a little bit of insight about how to stop that feeling of, oh God, not this again, that we associate with the idiom Groundhog Day. So what I've done is just imagine I'm on a beach in Scotland. The sea temperature's about 6 or 7 degrees. I'm there in a wetsuit. I'm just about to share with you a little about, if you're feeling like going around in a circle, how to stop that, and also how to stop treading water. Both idioms, I think, that we associate with that. Oh, Groundhog Day, I don't want to do this again. Please let me break free. So I come up with some suggestions about how to break free. Happy Groundhog Day. Or not happy, really. It is Groundhog Day, and we use the idiom, don't we, to denote going round in circles, sort of a treading water, a stuck in a rut, not this again. And so I thought I'd pop on with a few suggestions from nature about what to do, because what I've found using my Landscaping Your Life toolkit is that if we send the situation on a coffee break, we send the story we're telling ourselves on a coffee break, and go out into nature and embody what we're saying, we might get some insight. So the first thing I'm going to do, because once I get wet I want to swim, and I am going to be treading water for you, is if you're going around in circles. And what I'd encourage you to do then is, if you feel like you're going around in circles, is to draw the circle. Get a piece of paper, put me on hold, get a piece of paper, a pen, and start drawing that circle. And or even do what I'm doing, which is walking that circle. Where you're going to get wind, so I'll have to go back to where I was to stop the wind affecting. But to draw the circle, to make it bigger, smaller, quicker, faster, round in squircles, triangles, squares, break free of the circling. Just do something to enable your body and mind to realise that it is possible to break free of that circling. And what you'll find is, at some point, making those changes to the circling. It might be that you come off the paper, might be that you change a pen, might be that you have to go onto a flip chart piece of paper rather than an A4. Do whatever you can do to just change that circling, and you might just be surprised about what happens. But another suggestion might be, I'm going back into the water, is to tread water. And I'm going to find it difficult to tread water with you in my hand. So I'm going to have to imagine I am in the water. It's cold. Why on earth would anybody want to tread water in the cold? So it could be that that you're treading water and not actually making the water feel cold enough in your head, and that you need to just turn down the temperature in order for you to take action. Because quite often, treading water is just about us not taking action. The fact that not this again is because we haven't taken the action that we know that we needed to take. And so therefore it is about making the discomfort as great as possible in order to facilitate that water's just gone down, shift that perspective, mindset shift, in order to move from not taking action to taking action. Because if you were treading water, you'd be able to put your feet down, you'd get out of the water, you'd float. There's lots of things you can do that don't require treading water. So if you're treading water, it's because you've forgotten that you can take action. I think that's what we're trying to do, is to shift your mindset set from there isn't anything else I can do in this situation to a hold on a minute, of course I can do X. Which I'm hoping anybody that's drawn the circle will suddenly realise that. Somebody described it last week, they've gone from this problem is unsolvable to the problem now feels solvable. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to shift the mindset using the patterns in nature. So whether it's drawing a circle, walking a circle, I'm not suggesting that you go to, this will be about 6 or 7 degrees, the water here in Scotland. So I'm not suggesting, even if the blue sky suggests that it might be a bit warmer than that, I'm not suggesting that you rush out and tread water, especially if you're not used to going out cold water swimming. But it does enable you to and embody the patterns of the situation rather than get stuck in that this person said that, etc. So for Groundhog Day, what can you do to shift and get out of taking action so that you can actually leave Groundhog Day behind, that Saturday the 3rd of February becomes the first day of a new journey rather than just that continued circling. Anyway, I'm going to go for a swim now. See you later. Bye. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll be back very soon with a new series of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith. So do follow, do tell your friends all about it. And also drop me a line at alison@alisonsmith.co. That's just .co at the end. To let me know if you'd like me to cover something specific. All right. Have a nice... Well, you might not be listening to this on Groundhog Day, but hopefully you've followed the instructions during the episode and you're now feeling a lot more resourceful. Speak to you later. Bye.